I'm going to tell a story today that was pretty funny.
Welcome to Tales from the Table.
We haven't done this in a while.
We're talking about the podcast.
Funny stories as told by brothers Luke.
Yeah.
And Brian Empey.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Well, here's something funny. Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we definitely had a time there. And I mean, there was that time. And then, so the hair, the one time you threw the cat in my face, you remember that?
I don't remember that one.
That happened probably.
I threw it?
I don't know if you ended up throwing it. I think you tossed the cat. But the fire thing was right before that. So not only this summer was like the death summer. I'm pretty sure, you know, I got the arrow one that we talked about. We'll talk about that one. But I got the fire in the face. We had a cat at the time, and I'm pretty sure that I was like walking by you, and you were tossing the cat to me, and it ended up like
on your face.
On my face, and the cat wasn't declawed and went right down the sides of my face. And I think that was like really close after the burning. And, you know,
we should have done it in the other order.
Other order,
I
yeah.
I was just cauterizing his wounds.
Yeah, burning the wounds closed out. So, mom got pissed about that one. You got a lot of whoopings when you were younger because you were the oldest.
Yeah, I did.
Pretty sure you were the leader of the pack, too, though. So,
yeah,
you
know, probably.
Most of the time.
No, not me. Never.
Yeah,
never.
But, mom would, come home and see her baby, you know, in. No bandages, just haircut and, you know, eye patches. And I'm okay, I promise,
right.
Mom. Yeah. Yeah. This one time we were crafty. You remember the bow and arrows?
Oh, yeah.
We made real bow and arrows. And we made, you know, but they shot arrows.
They shot arrows. It was
not
sticks
far.
And
sticks
I don't remember what we used for the rope.
I don't remember. But we made them, and they'd shoot maybe 10 feet, you know, maybe.
10 to 20, maybe.
Maybe. You know,
it was a ways.
It was a ways.
It was farther than we expected.
Yeah. So
we built them.
We went in the woods, and I was never allowed to make this stuff with them. I just tag along.
Yeah.
Again, being the young kid, you come, but, yeah, because they want me to be the one that gets hurt, you know.
Wait for me, guys.
Right. Let me come with, you know. So, yeah, I think we, you know, went out and got these sticks or whatever, but I didn't get a bowl, you know. And I think it was you, Josh, and a friend of yours that got the bows and built them. And we made arrows out of sticks with feathers and sharpened them.
The points and stuff.
And we were, it
wasn't feathers, I don't think. I think it was ferns.
For the feathers. Yeah, probably those green ferns that we were talking about earlier. And we had these things. So my brothers had this bright idea to shoot a nice big beehive. You know, and they were launching arrows into this beehive.
But we were hitting it.
We were hitting. Yeah, they were hitting.
It was going
it.
In.
It was going in, and they were far enough back that the bees didn't know what the hell was happening.
Right. They were swarming, but they weren't coming at us.
Yeah, they weren't coming at you guys because you were far enough back. And I was behind them, so, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into this situation that we ran out of arrows. You know, so what do they do? I mean, the logical thing would be to look at your little brother and go, hey, you want to shoot the bow? Yeah, I want to shoot the bow. Well, go get the arrows. Yeah, so what happens? You know, that's the logical choice.
That's the logical thing.
That's the logical choice.
For sure.
Yeah, send your brother. Look at Luke. Hey, Luke, you want to shoot the bow? Go get the arrows,
Go get the arrows.
And again, we talked about how I lacked the reasoning of a normal child. And
a lot of times you just thought it was a great idea.
I thought it was a great idea. My brothers want me to do something, and they're going to let me shoot the bow afterwards, and I get to play with them. Like, how cool is this?
Yes.
Yes. You know, like, I'm going to
go. And we're like, he's going to go get him.
He's going to go get him.
All right.
So I trot my little happy ass over there.
And as he's going, we're running. We had a screen house. We're running into the screen house like, oh, shit, we better get in this thing because the bees are coming.
The bees are coming. So, yeah. So they're dipping.
We didn't try and stop them.
Yeah.
We let them go.
Let them go. Go get the goddamn arrows.
Yeah.
I got the arrows.
Most of them.
I got a couple of them and most of them and... And then
because bees had swarmed away, I think at that point, looking or something.
Looking for
because you didn't get stung right away.
Not right away. No. I went and pulled a couple arrows out, and then the bees must have realized because they must have swarmed and swarmed up. Something or away looking for what was attacking their eye.
Right.
So grabbing a couple arrows, and then I'm like, oh, I got a couple, all happy and smiley, like, where'd you guys go? Like, and I start, jogging over, and all these bees swarm around me and just sting the shit out of me.
Just start stinging.
And all over the place.
Let me in the screen house. Yeah. He gets to the screen house. Yeah. He's like, let me in the screen house.
Like, no.
No, you're going to let the bees in. Run.
Go to the water.
Go jump in the lake.
Go jump in the lake. Go jump in the lake. I'm like, no, get me in. No, yeah, tortured me and let me. I had to run to the water and dive in the water.
He sure did.
Because they wouldn't let me in the screen house. So.
And yeah, we got into a lot of trouble for that one.
That one was brutal. That one you guys got. Yeah.
Yep.
Because
yep.
I think I went running up the hill crying.
Oh, right, yeah.
You after the bees left me alone in the water for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I ran right upstairs. And, yeah, I must have got stung, 20 times.
Oh, yeah. It was quite a bit. Probably more. Who knows? Wasn't enough to kill you. Good thing you're not allergic.
Good thing I wasn't allergic because I'd have been a puffball on the side of the fucking screen house,
Well, you'd have rolled to the lake easier.
Rolled to the lake, like, fuck, I can't breathe, Good thing, yeah, good thing. And I really don't like honey, so, no, I'm just kidding. I really can't eat any honey these days,
I hear a bee buzzing around me, and I get scared. It's a trigger.
It's a trigger, I get a little worried, smell honey, and then I'm like, oh, shit, bees, run! I dive into the water, fountains, if I'm in town, just dive into a fountain. Oh, honey, boop!
Some vendor selling honey, in the fountain.
Yep, diving in the fountain behind them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, a lot of crazy stories, and but our childhood was fun, but yeah,
it was.
a lot of stuff like that, and except for the torturing of my brother's torturing me, but
it was good. We tortured each other.
You just got
the brunt of it.
I just got the brunt of it. Oh, yeah. And as I got older, then it was a little bit less, but definitely that age range, of whatever, probably 5 to fucking 15 when you moved out. I was tortured, and then I got to be a part of the team when you moved away. Then it was like, oh yeah.
You're a human being,
right? Yeah, absolutely. So, and just to let you know, he's torturing me again. It's hot as shit.
It is hot in here.
Yeah, we're
got the fan on.
Got the fan on, but I think
sweating.
It's blowing hot air. But
I feel cold.
He's trying to torture me again.
It's all the hot air coming out of your mouth.
Out of my talking shit again, man. just keep talking. You're eating it up in here. Good times, man.
Good times, yeah.
All right. Sounds good, man. Well, all right, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Right.